When I was 16, the house phone was fundamental.
Just with the letters and stuff.
That's what we used to do.
Make emojis with the letters.
ITV, Channel 4 and Channel 5.
Do you remember Blockbuster?
We are literally...
married.
Hello and welcome to Colour Coded Podcast, the podcast where we talk about life, cultures and relationships. In today's episode, we're going to have a bit of a fun episode because we're going to be talking about things that we've certainly realised recently are making us feel quite...
old.
Old. As you guys may or may not know, we are both in our 30s. We recognise that is not old. However, there are some things that are now starting to really identify our age, shall we say. So I want to start with the first thing that makes me feel really old.
Hit me.
Like really adulting. Do you know... we're married.
Oh yeah, that's a big one.
We are literally
married,
husband and wife. Like I call you my husband.
Yeah, it's normal now, but when you say it that way, it
just feels so weird. And the reason why I was thinking of it is because our friends got married recently, and obviously now they're husband and wife, and it felt so weird saying, "Oh yeah, so and so's wife."
Yeah.
What? Like, and it just feels like, no, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, and obviously people get married, but now also hearing people having kids, it's not a surprise anymore. It's just
it's not like gossip. Like,
it's not gossip,
gosh,
yeah.
Did you hear so-and-so, they're pregnant?
But now she's like, oh, yeah.
It's like they're pregnant. Oh, yeah, they've been trying for a while. Like, this is
It's normal.
It's normal. And it's beautiful. But it makes me realise we were born in a different century.
Oh, God, yeah.
To what we are currently in.
Yep.
You were born...
All right, don't be a snitch now, Alex.
You were born in the 80s.
Just about.
In the 80s. Sounds so old.
Don't need to keep repeating that, Alex.
And also, if you are not born in the 80s and you're born in the 70s or 60s or 50s, no judgment. I'm just saying.
It's just realisation.
It's that realisation that maturity is upon us. Yeah. We are here now living this life and suddenly... everything is just slipping away. Like, we have real jobs. We have responsibilities of two fur babies.
Yeah. To be fair, yeah, responsibility, that's the main thing, really. When you realise you're really adulting, it's like when you realise, oh, I've got to pay a mortgage, I've got to pay rent, I've got to pay these bills. Oh, Lord. You don't realise how easy you have it when you have Bank of Mum and Dad helping you.
Literally.
But when you're on your own, whew, trust me. It's
so I thought we could talk about some things from our childhood that people might relate to that make us feel old.
Yeah.
And if you guys have any, please DM us, comment, send us a message, send us an email, however you want to tell us. Tell us some of the things that make you feel old. So I have got one. And this one made me realise from something that happened when I was at work, okay? No, I'll start with this bit. Do you remember, in order to listen to music... when we were younger, on the go, we had to have something called a Walkman.
Oh yeah, we had the cassette Walkman. We had the CD Walkman.
So the cassette Walkman was like this big kind of like boxy thing. It's not practical to carry with you, and it would have these headphones attached, which I'm pretty certain were the headphones that you had to wear over your head. I don't think they were in ear ones.
I think they used to be
like the ones that go over your head. And you have the two kind of like circular discs around your ears.
Over there.
I remember. And you'd have this big boxy thing and you'd have to put the tape in.
The cassette tape, and make sure
it was in the right place. You'd have to pause. Do you remember the sound of that?
Rewinding.
Rewinding, fast forwarding. And then if the worst thing that could possibly happen is when the tape gets damaged. It all gets all wrapped up, tangled, and
your whole
music is destroyed. And you had to buy those. We had to go to a shop to buy them.
But remember when people used to... I remember in early secondary school, girls used to always walk in holding the CD Walkman in their hands. So it's
even
literally...
in secondary school?
Yeah, when I was younger, yeah.
We had iPods when I was in secondary school.
Early. This was early though. Year 7. Actually, no. Probably year 6, year 7. Don't forget how old I am. We did have MP3s, but I still see people with CD Walkmans.
That's crazy.
And they used to put it in the handbag, and all you see is just a wire.
It was massive, because obviously the CDs are still CD size, and you've got this thing that plays it. So
it's quite big
to
hold.
Still big, yeah. But I loved that. I love that. And on that, can I tell you a little story about some children at work.
Oh, yeah, go on.
So we had all of these things kind of left over and given to the kids for them to explore. So one of the things that we gave them was a cassette tape.
Okay.
And a VHS. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These kids had no clue.
Did you ask them, like, what do you think this is, or what do you do with
this?
Yeah,
we had a conversation about it. They literally were clueless. They didn't know. Some thought it was a DVD player.
What, the cassette? The VHS, I mean.
The VHS, they thought it was a DVD player. It's like, no. You needed a whole other thing to make that play.
Yeah.
Honestly, they had honestly no clue what it was. So then we gave them to explore because they're useless. We can't use them anymore. And they were just there unwinding all of the ribbon, pulling it all out, twisting it back. They had no idea. And they could not, for the life in them, figure out what it was for. They had no clue. The things that they would say, some of them thought it was for posting. Some of them thought it was for, you know, you see those old school kind of are they? They're like, you have the pictures and you click it.
Camera.
Not a camera. They're really old school. You look and it has like 10 pictures. I can't remember what they're called.
It's like but every time you click it, it goes to
the
next...
It looks like binoculars and then you click it and the picture comes around.
What you're talking about. I forgot the name of it.
That's what they thought it could possibly be. They had absolutely no clue and it was hilarious. And when I told them that these were used to watch films, you couldn't just go on your iPad and watch
a film.
Or you couldn't just like download, you can literally just say, Alexa, play me so-and-so. She didn't hear that, thankfully. you can't just do that. You had to buy these tapes, put them in your Walkman, and then listen to it.
But one good thing about those was it's easy to record over.
Yes.
Remember, you have to get, play and record button together.
Yeah.
And then you can have anything recorded on there, like your voice, music from the TV or whatever it is.
Yes, so true.
But that's on the cassette tapes, by the way. But yeah, no, that's a funny one, actually, yeah.
What makes you feel old?
Oh, no. Sticking with that, do you remember Blockbusters? I don't know if you had Blockbusters in Cornwall.
No.
You would go to Blockbusters. It was an event. Everyone would go there on the week or on a Friday just before the weekend, and you would rent a couple of films, VHS cassettes. And and then that would be your motive for the weekend. Oh, we'll get through these and we'll bring them back Sunday.
That's slang. Motive basically means what you're going to do on the weekend.
That's what you're going to do on the weekend. You just have 2-3 VHS cassettes at home, and then you watch those over the weekend with your family, and then you'll just give it back because it's just a little rental service. We didn't have Netflix, nothing on demand back then.
Yeah, nothing on demand. And then you only had 5 channels to choose from on the TV as well. That was literally it. There were only those 5 channels, BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, Channel 4, and Channel 5. Yeah. They were the only channels when we were kids that you could watch.
It's very limited. So going to Blockbusters to get the newest release, it was an event for the family. Yeah. Or it was, you know, you would really
love it. We had one rental store. Maybe there were more, but I can only remember one. And it was like a bit of a drive. And they did have, so it's a bit like Blockbusters, but obviously
different
Cornish version. But I just remember their selection was dead. It was like rubbish. They did not have many things in there. And then always the film that you wanted to watch, they would never have it.
You know what makes me feel old as well? Pokemon and all of those
Pokemon
shows.
Cards.
Oh, that was...
Do you
was
remember... They were...
It was amazing.
I remember having a ring binder folder
just
with
cards.
All the slots, and inside were all of the Pokemon cards. So I'd go to the little newsagents and I'd get all of the new Pokemon cards. They were expensive as well.
For that time as well,
For that time. And then you would just like sort them and order them, and then you'd exchange them, and you'd always really want the sparkly ones because they were the ones that were worth most.
But you know what? The crazy thing, obviously, we didn't come from a lot of money. So I remember you can go to certain corner shops and buy a box of cards.
Yep.
And unopened packs of cards. And that was £20 or £25. And for me, that was so expensive. But I remember some of the boys used to save up their pocket money or lunch money, and they would go get it. And then after school, it would be an event watching them open them. Oh, it was so good.
No, I'd get the individual,
I could only afford the individual pack. I couldn't get the box. So I'd just, you know, I think it was a pound a pack or 50. I don't know how much it was.
Did you ever used to get like magazines? Because obviously we didn't have like the internet, or that we literally did not have the internet. That's crazy when you said that aloud. When we were kids, we did not have the internet.
I didn't have
so in order to kind of like hear what was happening, you'd have to go and get a magazine from the newsagents or the shops. Did you ever do that?
You've got the
magazines. Maybe like a teen ones. Or
yeah,
like
the teen early ones.
Mine
yeah.
was golf.
I used to only get the football magazines. So.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes when they used to come free with the newspapers.
Yes.
So they don't have a promotion.
Do you remember the magazines always used to come with like a little free gift?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. They used to entice you to kind of get it. Yeah, yeah.
Loved it. That is so funny.
Going on to the internet as well. Remember dial-up?
How old were you when you got dial-up?
I didn't get internet until I think later on, until broadband started to come around.
So what age were you when you got broadband?
Broadband, probably, I didn't get internet till late, you know.
Guesstimate,
probably 17, 18.
Okay.
16, 17, I thought, yeah,
that's
around that time.
That's not that bad, because I didn't get dial-up, this is dial-up, because in our house in Cornwall, they literally didn't offer it until I was 16.
Ah.
And I'm 4 years younger than you.
So it might have been a bit later then. Oh no, yeah, it could have been a bit later.
We did not have internet in our house, and I remember the sound that it would make. And you literally...
What was that?
I think that's a pretty accurate sound. That's what it's... Have you never heard it?
No, I've never had dial-up.
Oh my gosh.
But I remember...
If you have had dial-up, please say you can relate to me, because the sound was horrific. I used to hate it. And it was always... I think it was always AOL that it used
AOL
to open up
AOL was one
with.
Of the main ones,
so
yeah.
Like AOL, and like an American accent. I was always like, oh, this is so cool.
But you know what?
Wait, I haven't finished.
Oh, sorry.
I need to finish talking about dial-up.
Okay, go on.
It's the wildest thing. So it was the first kind of like way of getting onto the internet, and it took us a while. So we had had a computer in our house since we were young, but all you could do on there was like paint, which was like this art thing.
The tool, yeah.
Minesweep? Minesweep?
Yeah, yeah, and pinball.
That
was the best game on the... I used to spend hours on it. I didn't have internet. I used to just use Word to type, pretend that was working.
Same. It'd be like loads of gibberish. I used to love it. I used to feel like I was working in an office. So that was our entertainment on our computer. But when we eventually, at 16, we got the internet... Oh my goodness, because I remember being in college when we got it, and it was the craziest thing. And when you use dial-up internet, I'm going to say, this is going to even sound older, you couldn't use your house phone at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, that also sounds old, because it's like, so what? You don't need your house phone. Mm. When I was 16, the house phone was fundamental. You use the house phone to chat with your friends. I remember my mum would get packages where, like, after 6 p.m. it would be free. So I remember me and my friend, we would just stay on the phone for hours.
Oh,
I don't even know
what
we were talking about. But we used to just chat so much rubbish on the phone to each other. Hilarious.
Yeah.
But you couldn't also use your internet at the same time.
No.
So that was really... And it would take ages for the dial-up to load as well. Mm. And then once you're on the internet, that's so slow.
The reason I brought up dial-up, I remember I was in my friend's house and we was just using it. And again, I think it was like Ask Jeeves.
Yes,
and
Ask
Jeeves. We were just asking stupid questions.
That was like the old school. So Ask Jeeves was really missold to us. Because I remember the adverts would be like, Ask Jeeves anything.
Anything,
he can answer.
Yeah.
Could he answer anything?
No. Never could answer. Basically, it was an early version of Google,
yeah.
And then while he was using it, his mum used to always shout up, get off the internet, I need to call someone.
Yeah.
So you have to get off and use the phone.
Yeah, you literally have to get off.
But,
it's so funny.
And also MSN.
Oh, my God.
I used to remember everyone in school was talking about MSN. Oh, yeah, who's jumping on MSN later? I'm like, what the hell is MSN? And then, obviously... My friends showed me what MSN is, and I was at his house, and they were talking to people.
If you were too young, it's just know what it is. Or maybe too old and you never had to deal with it. It's basically like WhatsApp, isn't it? But it's online.
Online, yeah. It's a messenger service online. So you can go into like chat rooms and talk to all your friends. It could be to individuals.
But the chat rooms, they're not like chat rooms that where you go in and chat to anybody.
You have to add each other as friends, sorry.
Yeah, you add them via their email.
Mm.
Do you remember your first ever email address?
Oh, no. My one was actually. It was like...
What was it?
I spelled out my initials. So it would be A-D-O-T-U.
Oh, A-dot-U. Like, literally the words.
Yeah, and then it would be at, like, yahoo.com or something like that.
That is so funny.
That was it. That was it, yeah.
Do you want to hear mine?
What was yours?
It's actually horrendous. I don't even know if I want to say it.
Go on.
You ready?
I really want it. I've never heard this, by the way, so go on.
Away with D, as in D-E, away with D fairies.
Oh, Alex.
At hotmail.com.
I wish I'd never heard that. I wish you did not tell me that.
Oh, away with the fairies. I thought I was being really cool.
Oh, Lord.
Instead of the fairies, away with the fairies.
That is horrible. That is horrible.
I'm embarrassed myself. But
going back to that, when I first jumped on MSN, I could only use it, obviously, at my friend's house or internet cafes. Remember when internet cafes were all the rage? Every area had an internet cafe, and it would be like 50p for an hour's use of the internet. And I used to literally ask my mum for 50p, go downstairs and use the internet internet cafe and log in. But the times I would go in, no one would be online. I'm like,
oh, that's so heartbreaking.
And then one of my friend would pop up, and I'd be like, hey, what are you doing? It was,
do you know,
so such so an innocent time. It was such so an innocent, innocent time.
Do you know what's so funny? It's like on MSN, you could change like your like display name.
Yeah.
So like everybody would write things that were kind of like
you're trying to get someone to.
I was gonna say you're trying to like provoke people, but not in like a negative way, but trying to like get interaction. So for example, like if there was like a crush that you had at school.
Oh I remember loads of those ones.
You just put like maybe like there. I think there must have been like some sort of like emoji or something, but not like
emoji. I think you could make emojis with the letters and stuff.
That's what we used to do.
Make emojis with the letters.
I can't even remember. I'd erase
and the symbols and stuff.
So it would literally be like the three and then like the, what is that? What is that symbol?
Are you talking about bigger than, less than?
Yeah, symbol. Please,
yeah, yeah. I don't know what it's called though. I don't know what it's called.
The one that looks like sideways V. And that would make a heart. That is so funny.
Over the weekend and you go in the next, obviously on a Monday, that week is just full of gossip. What's happened on MSN? Oh, it was hilarious, man. And then after that, there was like, what else was there? There was other platforms, but it's all gone now. Bebo.
Bebo was like the first kind of type of Facebook.
Yeah.
So you'd have like a profile. And the
you
really
could edit,
cool
you
thing.
Could edit
of,
it,
yeah.
Yeah, you could
that
edit
was a really cool thing about Bebo. I remember my mum being terrified of me being on Bebo, so I was literally banned from it. But sorry, mum, I did go on it still. Honestly,
it was so
cringe, funny.
But it was such an innocent time. And I was all for it back then. After all the, obviously, internet and started to kind of get big and you started to get internet on your phone. Remember, like...
I think we should talk about when we were younger, the fact that mobile phones were not really a thing. They existed, but they were like these big, chunky things with like an antenna.
No, but don't... Yeah, those. But then when Nokia started coming out, they started to kind of reduce the size of the other ones.
They were like bricks.
But they were indestructible. Like the 3210, 3330s. If you don't know what they are, go and research them. Honestly, indestructible. You have one charge, will last you like 5 days or something. It was amazing. And they had one game on there, Snakes.
Brilliant.
Best game ever.
It's basically this game where like you have to go around and the snake eats
this little dot. It's meant to be an apple, but
yeah, and it will get longer. And the idea is that you don't eat it. It doesn't eat itself because you're kind of going around the screen because then you die.
Such a simple game, but honestly, game, loved it.
I kind of want to play that now. I really want to play it.
But yeah, that was the range. And then after that, after the Nokia started to go out, then it was the Samsung Flips, Sony Ericssons, Motorola Flip Phone, Razors,
And also the Motorola Pebble. That was really good.
I
didn't have that either, but
you saw it.
I was like, and every time I was living by the sea, there were loads of pebbles, and I would just kind of be hopeful that one day I'd accidentally pick up a Motorola pebble. So that's funny. So funny. But yeah, phones. Do you remember at one point they got really big so that people would have those really massive phones?
Oh, what is it called? It's like a Sidekick. Is that a Sidekick one?
Yeah.
The Nokia, and then you have a pad. You have a full keypad on it.
And then also you'd have those phones that were like really, really tiny. So like you'd get those little tiny phones that were literally about this
big. That's like the Nokias. Yeah, yeah,
maybe.
I remember.
I don't remember. But it was like this competition of like the coolest, quirkiest phone, the biggest, the smallest.
I was all for it back then.
One that flipped, one that slid. Well, honestly.
There were so many choices. Honestly, back in the day.
Loved it.
Then it moved on to Messenger. When we're talking about messengers, BBM. Oh,
that was on BlackBerry, wasn't it?
BlackBerry Messenger was the next thing, the next hype. Everyone
Brilliant.
Was on it. Everyone
Loved
had
it.
If you was somebody, you would have a BBM, and then you would have everyone on your contact.
Yeah,
your
give
talk.
Me a BBM.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah, that was
basically
it.
Like you'd give them your. I don't even know what it was. Was it a number?
It's like your Instagram.
Yeah.
But Yeah, if they had your number, they can get it as well.
If they had your BBM,
yeah,
they could message you and you can message
on BBM,
each other.
And it was brilliant back in the day.
It was so funny. Can I just say one random thing, actually? This is like, we're just jumping back to the TV section here. It just came to my head when you were talking then. Do you remember, in order to kind of get like news or updates, on your TV, you'd have something called teletext?
Oh my God, yeah, teletext.
And it was basically this function. So you'd be on your TV, your five channels that you had, and I think each channel had like a different version of teletext. Basically, it was a function. I can't even remember how you got onto it, but you'd be able to get onto teletext. And then when you're on teletext, it would basically be a screen that came up in front of the TV, basically, in front of whatever program you're watching. And it had like the news, updates,
weather,
sports. And the reason how I know it, the reason how I know the most is because my stepdad absolutely used to love teletext.
He used to read everything, didn't
he? He was looking at on teletext?
Football scores.
Football scores, yeah.
That's what I used to do as well. Football scores all the time.
So he's always looking at football scores. But on there, something we used to do as a family, because obviously this is before you had like games or access to anything you could possibly want. We used to play something called Bamboozled.
Oh, it sounds familiar. I feel like I remember it, but I don't remember what you actually did on it.
So Bamboozled was basically this really, it's like so basic, like teletext. It's not like a fancy website. It's literally like text on a screen. Like there's
that's
no images, nothing.
It's just different colours sometimes.
Different
colours,
yeah. And this game was the most basic game, and it would basically ask you questions. I think it was a little bit like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire
type style.
And it would ask you a question, and then you would kind of select A, B, and C. Mm. So as a family, me, my mum, my stepdad, we used to sit there and we would just play Bamboozle together.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It was so funny. We had a great time.
It was a time where it was a lot simpler. Little things kind of took precedent and, you know, made us very happy.
Very happy.
But yeah, that's us reminiscing about the good old days,
Now we're feeling a bit older, aren't we?
Yeah, but again, we're talking about like we're getting old. We're not saying 30 years old. I feel like I'm in the prime at the moment. 100%. I feel great. But it's very nice to kind of reminisce of how it was back then.
And we are like very big advocates for like people, not like necessarily feeling young, but like you can do whatever you want at whatever age. Like I really feel like age is not a number. Like
100%.
We have lots of friends and colleagues that we get on really well with who are much older than us.
Oh yeah.
And we genuinely enjoy their company. It's some of my favourite people. Oh. And I just think as you're getting older, and I don't know whether this is part of it as well, you start to realise that age is just a number.
100%.
Like, as much as I've probably matured since I was 25, I'm still very much the same person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's just that shift in perspective when you start to realise you're not the current generation. Like the fact that we are now classed as millennials.
Oh, yeah.
And we are not the new generation, which is Gen Z. That in itself feels old. So it makes you feel like there's a bit of a divide, a bit of a kind of shift.
That was such a nice throwback. Actually, it was good to talk about that.
Let us know your throwbacks, please, because it honestly brings us so much joy. Yeah. And I even love hearing my parents' throwbacks. So interesting.
If there's anything that we've missed from our era, drop it in the comments, because again, sometimes when we're doing these podcasts, you know, we forget about a lot of other things. Hope you've enjoyed this episode.
If you have, please make sure you subscribe,
like, and follow us on all other platforms.
We'll see you in the next one.
See you in the next one.
Bye.